今天正道的主题是你跟从我吧。
And today's sermon topic is You Follow Me。
请大家翻开圣经。
Let's open our Bibles。
我哋将今朝早上正道经文再一次同声同心去诵读出嚟。
Let us read today's sermon scriptures once again。
新约圣经约翰福音21:18-19。
The New Testament book of John chapter 21 verses 18-19。
我哋一同诵读。
Let us read together。
我实实在在的告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子，随意往来。但年老的时候，你要伸出手来，别人把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。耶稣说这话，是指着彼得要怎样死，荣耀神。说了这话，就对他说：你跟从我吧。
I tell you the truth, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you.And lead you where you do not want to go. Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, Follow me.
我们同心祈祷。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we give you our thanks and praises.
因着你的恩典怜悯。
Due to your grace and compassion.
主所深爱的人。能够再一次在主的施恩座面前聚集。
Those people who are deeply loved by you can once again assemble before your throne of grace.
求天父帮助我们再一次归回各各他山上的十字架。
May you, Heavenly Father, help us to come back once again to Golgotha.
恳求恩主耶稣基督圣洁的宝血。再一次流进我们每一个人的生命当中。
We pray that the holy precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ once again flow into the lives of each one of us.
让我们再一次被主的宝血洁净。
So that once again we can be cleansed by your precious blood.
能够成为圣洁。
So that we can be sanctified.
亦都恳求真理的圣灵引导我们进入真理当中。
May the Holy Spirit of truth guide us into the truth.
以致我们能够丰丰富富的得着。
So that we can richly receive it.
天父啊，帮助我哋。
Heavenly Father, help us.
我哋喺主面前同心感恩、仰望、祈祷，奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Our prayer, thanksgiving, and petition are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，如果有留意今次营会嘅主题经文
，Brothers and sisters, if you have paid attention to the key Bible verses of this camp,
系记载咗主耶稣基督同使徒彼得。之间的一段的对话。
It is a conversation between the Lord Jesus Christ and the Apostle Peter.
在整段的对话当中有两句说话是整段经文的重点。
In the entire conversation, there are two statements which are the key verses of this passage.
第一句说话就是主耶稣基督的发问。
The first statement is the question from the Lord Jesus Christ.
你爱我比这些更深哦。
Do you love me more than this?
弟兄姐妹留意，当主耶稣基督向彼得发问这个问题的时候
，Brothers and sisters, please take note that when the Lord Jesus Christ asked this question of Peter,
当时的背景是彼得已经三次否认了主了。
The background is that Peter had already denied the Lord three times.
因为这个经历呢令到使徒彼得其实已经崩溃了。
Because of this experience, it caused the Apostle Peter to break down.
他对自己灰心，对自己失望。
He was disappointed with himself.
他再没有信心，再没有勇气去跟从主了。
He did not have the confidence and courage to follow the Lord anymore.
所以他宁愿选择再一次去打鱼。
So he made the choice to once again go back fishing.
监察人心的主，好知道人的生命里面的境况。
The Lord who accepted Examine man's heart, know what is inside them.
更知道我哋内心世界里面嘅心怀意念。
He also know what is in our emotions.
但因为使徒彼得系主耶稣基督所深爱嘅。
Because the apostle Peter was one that was deeply loved by the Lord.
所以主耶稣基督要重建佢嘅生命。
So the Lord Jesus wanted to reinstate his life.
重新建立佢嘅信心。
To reestablish his faith.
重新建立佢对主嗰份爱心。
To reestablish his love for the Lord.
重新建立佢嗰份勇气
，to reestablish his courage，
以致佢有力量行以后嘅岁月
，so that he could have the strength to walk the way in front of him。
所以主耶稣向佢发出咗呢个问题。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus Christ asked him of this question：
你爱我比这些更深么
？Do you love me more than these？
透过呢个问题，让使徒彼得明白，佢仍然系主所深爱嘅。
Through this question， he helped the apostle Peter to understand。 He was still one that was deeply loved by the Lord.
无论他如何的失败，如何的软弱。
No matter how much weakness and failings he had.
如何的跌倒，如何的离弃主。
How he fell, how he turned his back to the Lord.
他仍然是主耶稣基督所深爱的。
He still was the one deeply loved by the Lord.
主永远不会丢弃他。
The Lord would never forsake him.
主耶稣基督要彼得有这个看见。
The Lord Jesus Christ wanted Peter to have this insight.
主耶稣更加要彼得明白。主要用他。
The Lord Jesus also wanted Peter to understand the Lord would use him.
因为他是神在创世以先已经拣选了神的仆人。
Because before he created the universe, God had already chosen him as his servant.
神定义要使用使徒彼得。
God purposed to use the apostle Peter.
成为主手中贵重圣洁。合乎主用的器皿
to become an instrument which was precious as noble instrument.
主更加要透过这个发问让彼得有一个信心
And also through this question, the Lord wanted to give confidence to Peter.
虽然他今天对主的爱是一份感情的爱
Although today the love from the Apostle Peter was out of his human emotions.
但是有一天
But one day,
彼得会用基督耶稣的爱去回应主的爱。
Peter would respond the Lord's love with the love of Christ.
他会用那份牺牲舍己的爱。
He would use the sacrificial love.
那份毫无条件的爱。
The unconditional love.
那份毫无保留的爱。
The unreserved love.
去回应主。
To respond to the Lord.
成为真正爱主的人。
To be someone who would truly love the Lord.
所以当主耶稣基督这个发问出来的时候。
Therefore, after the Lord Jesus asked this question.
对彼得来说是一个非常宝贵的问题。
To Peter, it was a very precious question.
这个问题对我们同样非常之宝贵。
To us, it is also very precious.
因为我们同使徒彼得都是同一性情的人。
Because we share the same nature as the Apostle Peter.
虽然我们每一个都经历主的恩、主的爱。
Although every one of us have experienced the love and mercy of the Lord.
经历主的怜悯。
We have experienced the compassion of the Lord.
我们每一个都有爱主的心。
We all have the heart of loving the Lord.
不过很可惜在这个过程当中
But sadly, in this process,
我们跟使徒彼得一样
We are the same as the Apostle Peter.
我们经历很多的挣扎
We experience a lot of struggles.
经历很多的软弱经历很多失败
We experience a lot of weakness and failings.
其实很多时候我们都会跟使徒彼得一样
Very often we are like the Apostle Peter.
我们陷入一个属灵的危机
We fall into this spiritual crisis.
我们同样会有灰心会有失望
Similarly, there are times when we are discouraged and disheartened.
我们同样会有忧伤有难过
In the same way, sometimes we are sorrowful and distressed.
甚至乎我们已经缺乏了一份信心和勇气继续走这条爱主的道路
Or even we may lose the confidence and courage to continue to walk on the path of loving the Lord.
所以主耶稣基督同样向我们发出这个问题
Therefore, the Lord Jesus Christ asks us of this question.
你爱我比这些更深哦、
Do you love me more than these?
透过这个问题，让我们有使徒彼得同样对主的认识。
Through this question, we will have the same realization of the Apostle Peter.
我是主所深爱的。
We are deeply loved by the Lord.
我是主所要使用的。
We are people who are going to be used by the Lord.
主要建立我成为一个真正爱主的人。
God wants to establish me as someone who truly loves the Lord.
因为在神万古以先。
Because before the foundation of the world.
神在创世以先。
Before the creation of the universe.
已经拣选了你和我。
He has already chosen you and I.
这份是奇异的恩典。
This is amazing grace.
透过主耶稣基督奇异的爱去成就。
It is accomplished through the amazing love of the Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹留意
Brothers and sisters, please take note.
主的应许
The Lord's promise.
主的旨意
The will of God.
一定要成就
Will certainly be accomplished.
问题我们对主的问题有多少的了解有几多个认识，有几多个回应。
The question is how much we understand God's question, how much we can grasp it, and how we respond to it.
不过弟兄姊妹，主嘅心意冇停留喺度。
Brothers and sisters, God's will does not stop there.
主唔单止要重新建立彼得，建立你同我。
The Lord does not only want to build up Peter, you and me.
喺主耶稣基督同使徒彼得嘅对话当中，最重要一句说话。
In the conversation between the Lord and the Apostle Peter, the very important statement.
就是今朝早上正道的主题。
Is the theme of today's sermon.
亦都是主耶稣基督所发出的呼召。
It is also the calling from the Lord Jesus himself.
你跟从我吧。
Follow me.
可能很多基督圣徒成日都会这样想。
Maybe a lot of Christians consider this.
我信了主了。
After I converted to Christ,
我蒙受神极大的恩典。
I have received abundant grace from God.
我都想爱主。
I also want to love the Lord.
我想侍奉主。
I want to serve the Lord.
我想跟从主。
I want to follow the Lord.
不过很可惜，我似乎听不到神的呼召。
But sadly, I don't seem to hear the calling of God.
但弟兄姊妹，为什么我经常说我们是神所深爱的人？
But brothers and sisters, why do I constantly say we are deeply loved by God?
因为神为我们预备了这个营会。
Because God has prepared this camp for us.
在这个聚会当中，神要向我们在座每一个属主的人发出这个呼召。
In this gathering, God wants to give this calling to everyone sitting here.
你跟从我吧。
Follow me.
基督耶稣降世。
The Lord Christ Jesus came to the world.
不单只要寻找拯救失丧的人。
Did not only come to seek and find those who are lost.
他更加要呼召每一个主所深爱的人。
He also wants to call everyone deeply loved by the Lord.
在我们一生的岁月，紧紧的跟从主。
In our entire lives, to follow the Lord closely.
弟兄姊妹，今天你不能逃避。
Brothers and sisters, you can't escape today.
因为主已经讲了说话。
Because the Lord has spoken.
你跟从我吧。
Follow me.
问题我们怎样回应呢？
The question is, how are we going to respond?
当然我们知道一件客观的事实。
Certainly we know this objective fact.
被召的人多，被选上的人少。
Many are those who are called, but few are those who are chosen.
在整个人类的历史世代当中。
In the entire human history.
在整个教会历史当中。
In the entire history of the church.
主不断不断寻找他深爱的人。
The Lord continues to seek those who deeply loves.
不断不断向他们发出呼唤。
He continuously gives his calling to them.
你跟从我吧。
Follow me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们不单止因信耶稣基督成为基督圣徒。
We do not only become Christian saints because of the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
盼望我们主的恩典怜悯当中更进一步。
I hope that in the grace and mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ, we can go one step further.
成为跟从主的基督圣徒。
To become Christians who follow the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，留意门徒被称为基督徒，在安提柯教会开始。
Brothers and sisters, please take note that when disciples were called Christians, started from the time when they were in the church of Antioch.
基督圣徒不单只是基督信徒。
Christian saints were not only believers of Christianity.
更加应该成为基督门徒。
They should also be the disciples of Christ.
在我一生的岁月当中。
In our entire lives.
不知几长几短。
Whether it's long or short.
但我们是跟从基督的人。
We are people who follow Christ.
不过留意顶之会主耶稣基督同彼得嗰段对话当中。
But please take note that in the conversation between the Lord and Peter,
主两句说话有两个目的。
There are two statements and two purposes.
第一，重新建立彼得。
First of all, to reinstate Peter.
第二，呼召彼得。
Secondly, to call Peter.
对我们亦都一样。
To us, it is the same.
第一，重新建立我们的生命。
First of all, to reinstate our lives.
第二，呼召我们成为跟从主的基督圣徒。
Secondly, to call us.To be Christian saints who follow the Lord.
不过在主发出你跟从我吧之前呢，
But before the Lord gave the calling, follow me.
在今天的正道经文当中呢，
In the passage of today's sermon scripture,
有非常非常宝贵的属灵的提醒。
There are very precious spiritual reminders.
并且如果当你和我愿意爱主的话，
Brothers and sisters, when you and I are willing to love the Lord,
你和我愿意跟从主的话呢，
When you and I are willing to follow the Lord,
必须有心理准备。
We must be psychologically prepared.
留意主的提醒。
Pay attention to the reminder of the Lord.
在经文的十八节和十九节当中，
In verses 18 and 19 of today's passage,
其实在主的说话当中有两方面的属灵的意思。
In the words of the Lord, there are two aspects of spiritual meanings.
我们留意经文的十八节怎么说。
Let us look at verse 18.
主耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你。
The Lord Jesus said, I tell you the truth.
主不单 单止告诉我哋。
The Lord does not only tell us，
更加系实实在在的告诉我哋。
But He also tells us the truth。
意思就系话，跟住主耶稣基督所描述嘅境况咧，我哋一定会遭遇。
It means that what is going to be depicted by the Lord， we will certainly encounter。
冇一个人能够逃避嘅。
No one can escape。
弟兄姊妹，如果你真系爱主嘅话
，If you truly love the Lord，
如果你真系跟从主嘅话咧
，If you truly follow the Lord，
跟住主所描述嘅遭遇咧
，Then what is going to be described by the Lord，
我哋必须有所经历嘅。
We will certainly experience it。
留意主点样讲。
Please take note how the Lord told us。
佢话到年老嘅时候咧。你要伸出手来
When you are old, you will reach out your hands.
别人要把你束上
And someone else will dress you.
带你到不愿意去的地方
And lead you where you do not want to go.
最后要怎样死荣耀神
And how you would die to glorify God.
弟兄姊妹，其实这个是非常非常大的震撼的提醒
Brothers and sisters, these are overwhelming reminders.
可能有些基督圣徒会有一些错觉
Some Christian saints may have this misconception.
既然我爱主，既然我跟从主
，Since I love the Lord, since I follow the Lord，
岂唔系应该一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我
？Shouldn't mercy and goodness follow me all the days of my life？
我嘅人生岂不是应该一个福杯满溢嘅人生
？Shouldn't my life be overflow with goodness？
应该系一个平安稳妥嘅人生。
I should have a peaceful and trouble-free life。
但系主唔系咁样讲。
But the Lord did not say that。
主从来冇欺骗人。
The Lord never deceived us。
神从来冇欺骗每一个爱佢同埋跟从佢嘅人。
God never deceived anyone who loves him and follows him。
主好清楚嘅提醒，在世上你们有苦难。
The Lord clearly reminds us, in the world you will have troubles。
凡立志喺地上敬虔度日嘅，都要大受逼迫。
When you are determined to live a godly life, you will face persecutions。
因为学生唔能够高过先生。仆人不能够高过主人
Because students cannot be above the teachers And servants cannot be above the master
道成肉身的主来到这个世界上的遭遇
The Lord who was the word who became flesh to come to this world
每一个真正跟从主的人
Everyone who truly follows the Lord
每一个真正爱主的人
Everyone who truly loves the Lord
都必然有相同类似的经历
Will certainly have similar experience as the Lord
所以第一方面我们弟兄姊妹真的要个心理准备。
Therefore, on the one hand, we should be psychologically prepared.
当你爱主嘅时候，当你跟从主嘅时候
，When you love the Lord, when you follow the Lord,
你会发觉你可能有一啲不平凡嘅经历。
You will realize you will have extraordinary experiences.
通常呢啲不平凡嘅经历咧
，Normally these extraordinary experiences
都系一啲人际关系嘅亏损同埋破裂。
Are due to the lacking in broken human relationships.
可能你会被一啲人嘅误解
，Or perhaps you are being misunderstood.
被一啲人嘅批评论断
，You are being criticized and judged.
被一啲人嘅攻击同埋伤害
，You are being attacked and hurt.
就好似教会历史当中好多神嘅仆人一样
，Just like God's servants in the history of the church.
当你真正爱主、跟从主嘅时候咧
，When you truly love the Lord and follow the Lord，
必然有呢啲经历
，You will certainly have these experiences.
甚至乎可能去到一个地步咧
，Or even though maybe to the extent that
可能为咗爱主嘅缘故
，For the sake of loving the Lord，
要摆上你嘅生命
，You have to set aside your life，
要牺牲你嘅生命
，You have to sacrifice your life。
可能一啲基督圣徒就好惊
，Some Christian saints will be worried。
哇，连命都会失去
，I will even lose my life。
点样能够跟从主咧
？Then how can I follow the Lord？
点样能够爱主
？How can I love the Lord？
我会同好多弟兄姊妹分享。
I will share this with brothers and sisters。
跟从主最可怕嘅唔系牺牲生命。
The most dreadful thing of following the Lord is not to sacrifice our lives。
如果你同我因为爱主跟从主而失去生命嘅话咧
，If you and I lose our lives because of following the Lord，
我哋应该感谢赞美神啊。
We should give thanks and praises to God。
因为有一日为咗爱主嘅缘故而被神接走的时候
Because if we are received by God for the sake of losing our life for loving the Lord,
是我们最欢喜快乐的时候
It is the time when we should be rejoicing.
想到这个时刻就真的充满喜乐
When we consider this moment, we should be filled with joy.
因为熄了世上的劳苦
Because our hardship in life is stopped.
脱离劳苦重担的人生
We can go away from the life which is labor and are weary.
在神荣耀的角度当中
We go into the glorious kingdom of God.
与爱我的主永恒的相聚
To be eternally with the the Lord who loves us.
其實這個是好得無比。
This should be good.
對基督聖徒來講，
For Christian saints,
死亡一點都不可怕。
Death is not dreadful at all.
你知不知道最可怕是什麼？
Do you know what is the most dreadful?
最可怕是不死。
The most dreadful thing is you can't die.
神仍然保留我們的生命活在這個世界上。
God still retains our life to live in the world.
神又容許我們面對很多的人事環境帶來的衝擊和挑戰。
God allows the hardships and troubles brought about by people and events.
這些才是最可怕的境況。
This is the most dreadful scenario.
我今早上才想起王明道弟兄。
This morning I thought of a brother Wong Ming Do.
他為了愛主的緣故。
Because of loving the Lord.
為了跟從主的緣故。
Because of service, following the Lord.
他曾經面對很多的逼迫和患難。
He faced a lot of persecutions and hardships.
我相信如果在那個時刻他和他的師母被槍殺的話呢，
I believe that at that moment, if he were shot together with his wife,
一定是他感恩的時候。
It must be the moment that he gave thanks to God.
但神沒有容許這種情況發生。
But God did not allow this to happen.
不過卻在那幾十年的歲月裡面，
But in the decades afterwards,
他面對很多的挑戰和艱難。
He had to face a lot of persecutions and hardships.
在監牢裡面度過幾十年的人生歲月。
He had to spend decades of his life in prison.
這個才是人體來最可怕的境況。
This is the most dreadful thing in man's eyes.
但弟兄姊妹，你同我如果真系爱主嘅话呢？
Brothers and sisters, if you and I truly love the Lord,
我谂你同我被神接走嘅机会好微。
I think there is a very slim chance of us being taken by the Lord.
绝大部分嘅时间都系神容许我哋继续留喺呢个世界上。
Most of the time, God allows us to remain in this world.
因为神要我哋更深体会佢嘅恩，佢嘅爱。
Because God wants us to experience more profoundly His love and mercy.
不過面對這些可怕的人事環境卻是一點都不容易的。
But it is certainly not easy to face these people, events and circumstances.
究竟我們出路在哪裡呢？
Then what is our way out?
我相信使徒保羅的見證又給我們非常寶貴的提醒。
I believe the testimony of the Apostle Paul gives us very good reminders.
在腓立比書的第二章五到八節呢，
In the book of Philippians, chapter 5, verses 2 to 5,
使徒保羅提醒每一個真正爱主的人。
The Apostle Paul reminds each one who truly loves the Lord.
每一个真正跟从主的人。
Everyone who truly follows the Lord.
万一有一日神容许我们在各样的苦难当中的时候呢？
In case one day God allows us to be in different kinds of hardships.
我们正确的态度是什么呢？
What is our correct attitude?
我们的出路是什么呢？
What is our solution?
就是以耶稣基督的心为心。
Our attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus.
当你能够效法主的样式的时候呢，
If you can imitate the life pattern of the Lord Jesus,
你就能够安然面对一切可怕的人事环境。
You can face all kinds of people, events and circumstances in peace.
跟大家看看一段经文啊。
Let us read this passage.
新约圣经腓立比书第二章五到八节。
The New Testament book of Philippians chapter 2 verses 5 to 8.
如果我们找到，都一起将这几节经文同心去诵读出来。
Let us read this passage together.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，全心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ JesusWho, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself.And became obedient to death, even death on a cross.
弟兄姊妹，这段经文提到道成肉身的救主耶稣基督。
Brothers and sisters, this passage tells us that the Word who became flesh, the Lord Jesus Christ,
他所遭遇可怕的环境，
He faced dreadful circumstances,
可怕的人与事，
dreadful people and events,
比我们恶劣千百万倍。
It is much worse than what we have seen.
但主耶稣基督能够安然面对，
But the Lord Jesus could face those in peace.
因为他有不一样的心怀意念。
Because he had a different kind of heart and mind.
经文当中提到四方面。
The passage mentions four aspects.
就是第一是反倒虚己。
The first aspect is but made himself nothing.
第二是自己卑微。
The second is he humbled himself.
第三是全心顺服。
The third is became obedient to death.
第四是以至于死。
And then became obedient to death.
弟兄姊妹，如果当我们能够效法主的心怀意念的时候，
If we can imitate the attitude as the Lord Jesus Christ,
效法主的样式的话，
If we can imitate his pattern of life,
我们有虚己的心。
We have a humble heart.
我们有卑微的心。
We humble ourselves.
我们有顺服的心。
We are obedient.
我们有至死忠心的心志的时候。
And we are faithful to the end of death.
弟兄姊妹，一切都变得不可怕。
Then nothing is terrible to us.
但如果我们没有这四部分的心怀意念的时候呢？
If we do not have these four aspects of attitude of mind,
很多人事环境就会摧毁了我们。
A lot of people, things and events will destroy us.
所以求主帮助我们。
So may the Lord help us.
主提醒我们。
The Lord reminds us.
在这条跟从主的路上。
On the path of following the Lord.
在条爱主的路上。
On the path of loving the Lord.
我们有一些不平凡的遭遇。
We have extraordinary encounterances.
必然面对一些可怕的人事环境。
We certainly come across dreadful people, events and circumstances.
不要奇怪。
Do not be surprised.
以为遭遇非常的事。
As it is something extraordinary.
它一定会发生。
It will certainly happen.
但弟兄姊妹，我们有出路。
But brothers and sisters, we have the way out.
就是以耶稣基督的心为心。
That is, our attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus.
这个是主耶稣基督那段的说话里面第一方面的属灵意义。
This is the passage, the first aspect of spiritual meaning.
第二方面的属灵意义是什么呢？
What is the second aspect of spiritual meaning?
就是主赐下一个非常宝贵的应许。
God gave us a very precious promise.
我实实在在告诉你。
I tell you the truth.
你年少的时候呢？
When you were younger,
自己束上带子。
You dressed yourself.
随意往来。
And went where you wanted.
意思是什么呢？
What does that mean?
年少不是讲到年纪。
When you were younger does not only indicate the age.
年少是讲你在神面前所经历的恩典、怜悯和丰盛的慈爱。
Younger means you experience all the grace, mercy and abundant love of the Lord.
在比较缺乏的境况。
And also in circumstances of being in want.
当你缺少经历主的恩、主的爱的时候呢？
When you lack the experience of going through the Lord's love and mercy.
我们会自己束上带子随意往来。
We would dress ourselves and go where we want.
意思是什么呢？
What does that mean?
虽然我是属主的人，
Although we are people who belong to the Lord,
虽然我是经历主的恩、主的爱的人，
Although we are people who experience the love and mercy of the Lord,
但因为体验少，
But because of insufficient experience,
个结果就导致到我们仍然自己当家作主。
The result is that we want to make our own decisions.
这个是每一个基督圣徒的经历来的。
This is the experience of every Christian saint.
这些是我们必然行走的天路历程。
This is the part of the journey of the pilgrimage.
在我们蒙恩归主的初期，
At the first stage after our conversion to Christ,
虽然我们经历耶稣基督十字架上牺牲救赎的大爱，
Although we have experienced the great sacrificial love of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross,
虽然我们曾经泪流满面充满感恩去接受洗礼，
Although we would be weeping and filled with thanksgiving when we were baptized,
但经历主的次数机会仍然是少，
But the frequency and the opportunities of experiencing the Lord was still few,
但这种情况会改变的。
But this situation will change.
主应许会改变的。
The promise of the Lord will change.
主应许彼得会改变的。
The Lord promised Peter would change.
主应许我们会改变的。
The Lord promised that we will change.
在我们经历少的时候呢？
When our experiences are few,
我们自己当家作主。
We make our own decisions.
我们以感情的爱来爱主。
We love the Lord with our human feelings.
但有一天到我们年老的时候呢？
But one day when we are old,
弟兄姊妹，为什么神仍然留我们在这个世界上？
Brothers and sisters, why does God still keep us in this world?
因为神俾我哋有更多机会经历佢嘅恩、佢嘅爱、佢嘅怜悯。
Because God wants to have give us more opportunities to experience His love, mercy.
当我哋感受越多
，when we have more such experiences，
经历越多
，when we have more life experience，
体会越多
，and we have deeper realizations，
就会产生一种嘅属灵境况。
Then this outcome will be achieved.
就系你要新出 手來。
We will stretch out your hands.
唔係就係被逼嘅。
It will be voluntary.
唔係就係勉強嘅。
It is not out of our volition.
唔係再出於責任嘅。
It is not out of responsibility.
唔係再出於無可奈何嘅。
It is not something that we do reluctantly.
因為當我哋經歷主嘅恩、主嘅愛係何等嘅多嘅時候咧。
Because when we experience the abundant love and mercy of the Lord,
我哋就會甘心樂意。義無反顧
We will be willingly and without looking back
為了愛主的緣故
For the sake of loving the Lord
願意付上代價
Willing to pay the price
願意作出犧牲
Willing to make sacrifices
毫無條件的
Unconditionally
毫無保留的去愛主
Unreservedly to love the Lord
所以弟兄姊妹神應許使徒彼得
Therefore God promised to the Apostle Peter
在以後他人生的歲月當中
In his days to come
他會不斷經歷很多的艱難
He will continue to face hardship
不過在這些艱難的歲月當中
But during the times of hardship
他會一次一次經歷這位以馬內利的神與他同在
He will time and time again experience the Emmanuel God to be with him
主安
The Lord comforted him.
主保守佢。
The Lord protected him.
主懷抱佢。
The Lord embraced him.
主與佢同在。
The Lord was with him.
從來唔會丟棄佢。
He never forsook him.
弟兄姊妹，正正喺艱難嘅歲月。
Brothers and sisters, it is just in the time of hardship.
艱難嘅環境當中。
In the time of challenging time.
我哋體會主嘅恩、主嘅愛。
Then we experience the love and mercy of the Lord.
再唔喺年少嘅時候嗰種頭腦知識上嘅認同。
It is unlike the head knowledge when we were younger.
已经成为我生命当中的一部分
It has become part of our lives
成为我生命当中的体会
It has become real experience in our lives
我就会甘心乐意伸出手来
Then I will willingly stretch out our hands
虽然面对可怕的人
Although we face dreadful people
带我去可怕的环境
Bring me to dreadful situations
甚至为了主的缘故
Or even for the sake of the Lord
摆上我们的生命
We have to lay down our lives
我们仍然甘心乐意
We are still willingly.
弟兄姊妹，依个系生命嘅神迹。
Brothers and sisters, this is a miracle of life.
的确发生就系使徒彼得身上。
Surely it happened to the Apostle Peter.
彼得曾经遇到侍女同埋仆人。
The Apostle Peter came across the servant girl and servant.
佢就三次否认主啦。
Then he denied the Lord three times.
但系当佢喺后期侍奉嘅时候咧
，But in the later stage of his service to the Lord,
佢面对无数嘅敌人嘅攻击。
He facedattacks from numerous enemies
但是最后他甘心乐意被钉死在十字架上
But at the end he was willingly crucified on the cross
甚至乎为主的缘故他愿意倒钉十字架
Or even for the sake of the Lord he was willing to be crucified upside down
因为他已经由年少改变成为年老了
Because the change was that he from being younger he became older
他真正体会主的恩主的爱
He truly realized the love and mercy of the Lord
弟兄姊妹你同我都一样
Brothers and sisters we are the same
我相信在接下来的岁月
I believe that in our days to come
或许我们都面对一些艰难和挑战
Perhaps we will face difficulties And challenges.
不过神就要容许这些环境让我们更深体会祂
But through these circumstances God allow us to experience him more profoundly
由风闻十字架的爱
From just hearing about the love of the cross
变成亲眼见到十字架的爱
To the stage of seeing with our own eyes the love of the cross
所以弟兄姊妹主耶稣提醒彼得，亦都提醒我哋。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus reminded Peter and also reminded us.
艰难嘅环境无可避免嘅。
We cannot escape from difficult situations.
艰难嘅遭遇无可避免嘅。
We cannot escape encountering difficult situations.
但系佢喺呢个境况之下咧。
But in such situations,
我哋被建立，成为真正爱主嘅人。
We are being established to be people who truly love the Lord.
真正跟从主嘅人。
Who truly follow the Lord.
何等奇异嘅恩典。
What amazing Grace.
何等奇异的爱
What amazing love
弟兄姊妹当你和我有掌握的时候
Brothers and sisters when we can grasp this
主就发出呼召
The Lord gives us this calling
你跟从我吧
Follow me
弟兄姊妹如果我们真的有刚才两方面属灵的体见
Brothers and sisters if we have spiritual insights in these two aspects
我们才能够真正的回应主的呼召
Then we can truly respond to the calling of the Lord
主啊是的你知道我爱你
Yes Lord you know that I love you
主啊是的我愿意跟从你
Yes Lord I'm willing to follow you
一直 到永恆。
Until eternity.
但弟兄姊妹，當主發出嘅呼召嘅時候咧
，Brothers and sisters, after God gave His calling,
當你同我回應咗主嘅呼召之後咧，有一個好重要嘅環節。
This is a very important thing. After we respond to the calling of the Lord,
究竟點樣實踐咧
？How do we put it into practice?
今日世上好多基督聖徒話。我要跟從主。
In this world, there are a lot of Christian saints who said, "I'm willing to follow the Lord."
當年主耶穌基督出嚟傳道嘅時候咧
，When the Lord Jesus came out in public ministry,
好多人都話要嚟跟從主。
Many people said they would follow the Lord.
但最後走夾唔透。
But at the end, they all ran away.
因為好多人真正明白跟從主嘅意義嘅時候咧
，Because when people truly understood the true meaning of following the Lord,
就放棄咗跟從主。
They would give up the idea of following the Lord.
但係當頂尖嘅你同我。真正掌握跟从主的意义的时候
But brothers and sisters, when you and I truly grasp the real meaning of following the Lord,
你的决定是什么呢
What is your decision?
求主帮助我们
May the Lord help us.
跟从主的属灵意义有四部分
There are four spiritual meanings in following the Lord.
盼望我们能够完全的掌握得到
I hope that we can fully grasp them.
第一部分跟从主什么呢
First aspect, what is it about following the Lord?
就是跟从主親近天父的榜樣
That is to follow the Lord to follow the example of the Heavenly Father
弟兄姊妹神最喜悅他所親愛的人常常同神之间有个亲密无间的关系。
The thing that pleases God most is those who follow the Lord have an intimate relationship with God.
弟兄姊妹留意道成肉身的主耶稣基督。
The Lord Jesus Christ who was the Word who became flesh.
无论在哪个境况当中
No matter what situation he was in.
他的人生的第一的优先次序。
The first thing in his priority of life.
是亲近这位慈悲怜悯的圣天父。
Was to draw near to this compassionate and loving Heavenly Father.
没有任何一个行动比这个行动更加重要。
There was no other action more important than this.
当我们亲近主的时候就带来一份极大的恩典。
And if we follow the Lord, there is aspect of grace.
主提醒他是葡萄树我们是枝子。
The Lord reminds us that He is the vine and we are the branches.
当枝子连于葡萄树的时候他会结出丰盛的果子。
When the branches remain in the vine, he will bear much fruit.
弟兄姊妹，你同我都一样。
Brothers and sisters, you and I are the same.
今日你同我都系基督圣徒。
Today, you and I are Christian saints.
你同我似唔似主咧
？Are you and I like the Lord?
似主有几多咧
？How much are we like the Lord?
就同我哋亲近主有几多息息相关。
Then it has direct relationship with how much we draw near the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我哋睇一个基督圣徒嘅时候咧
，Brothers and sisters, when we look at a Christian saint,
从佢嘅生命嘅流露
，from the manifestations of his life,
从佢嘅生命嘅样式
，from his life patterns,
我哋就推算到佢亲近主有几多。
We can judge how much He draw near to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，生命冇得假装噶。
Brothers and sisters, life cannot be pretended.
披着羊皮冇用噶。
It is no use just to put on a sheepskin.
活出主耶稣基督生命嘅样式。才是真真正正的恩典
To live out the life pattern of the Lord Jesus is a true aspect of grace.
所以弟兄姊妹，一样的事情，每一日我们都需要做的。
Brothers and sisters, there's one thing that we must do every day.
就是亲近主。
That is to draw near to the Lord.
所以读经、祷告、灵修、默想十字架的大爱，不是一个功课，不是一个责任来的。
Therefore, praying, reading the Bible,meditating the great sacrificial love of the Lord Jesus on the cross. It is not homework or a duty.
乃是亲近主的途径。
But it is the way to draw near the Lord.
如果你要亲近主的话呢
If you want to draw near to the Lord.
你要同主有一个亲密无间的关系的话呢
If you want to have an intimate relationship with the Lord.
你要越来越像主的时候
If you want to be more and more like the Lord.
你要活着的不再是我乃是基督的话呢
If the life you live is not I, but Christ lives in
Me, 你一定要亲近主
Then you must draw near to the Lord
跟从主生命的榜样
To follow the life pattern of the Lord
每日的亲近慈悲怜悯的天父
Every day we have to draw near to the gracious and compassion of the Heavenly Father
这个是第一个跟从主的属灵意义
This is the first spiritual meaning of following the Lord
第二部分是跟从主什么呢就是跟从主侍奉天父的榜样
The second aspect is to follow the example of how the Lord served the Heavenly Father.
道成肉身的主很清楚地宣告。
The Word who became flesh, the Lord Himself proclaimed this.
我来是要遵行天父上帝的旨意。
I have come to obey the commands of the Heavenly Father.
弟兄姊妹，如果你同我都跟从主的话呢？
Brothers and sisters, if you and I follow the Lord,
的意思是我们跟从主的脚踪。
It means that we follow the footsteps of the Lord.
在每日的生活行事为人当中。
In our daily lives, in the way we conduct ourselves.
在我们的侍奉当中。
In the way we serve the Lord.
完完全全按照圣经的真理而行。
We completely follow the truth as revealed by the Bible.
这个就是跟从主的榜样。
This is to follow the example of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，或许当我们真的按照圣经的真理去行事为人去生活的时候。
Brothers and sisters, perhaps when we conduct ourselves and live our life according to the truth of the Lord.
或者去侍奉主的时候呢，我们一定会遭遇很多艰难。
Or to serve the Lord, we will certainly face a lot of difficulties.
因为世上很多的人，包括基督圣徒在内。
Because there are many people in the world, including Christian saints.
他们都不是按照圣经的真理而行。
They do not live their life according to the truth of the Bible.
当他见到你是这样的时候呢，
If they see that you are behaving in this way,
他就会误解你的。
They will misunderstand you.
他就会抗拒你。
They will reject you.
他会厌弃你。
They will despise you.
甚至会拒绝你。
Or they will reject you.
弟兄姊妹，这个会一定发生。
This will certainly happen.
不，弟兄姊妹不重要。
Brothers and sisters, this is not important.
重要是神怎样看我们。
What is important is how God looks at us.
所以神透过先知以赛亚很清楚的宣告。
Therefore, through the prophet Isaiah, God clearly proclaims to us.
有些神的儿女是世人所厌弃的。
There are certain children of God who are rejected by people of the world.
特别他们忠心侍奉主的时候。
Particularly when they serve the Lord faithfully.
按照神的心意侍奉主的时候呢，
When they serve the Lord according to the will of God.
他是世上很多人所讨厌的。
They are despised by people in the world.
不，你知不知天父怎么说？
How does the Heavenly Father say about them?
神透过先知以赛亚很清楚的宣告。
Through the prophet Isaiah, God clearly proclaims.
看啊，我所拣选的仆人，我心里所喜悦的。
Look, the servant whom I have chosen.The one I'm pleased with.
弟兄姊妹，一切都足够了。
Brothers and sisters, everything is sufficient.
道成肉身的主来到人世间的时候，
The Lord, the Word who became flesh when he came to the world.
他因为完全遵行天父上帝的旨意。
Because when he completely obeyed the will of the Heavenly Father.
他被犹太人所弃绝。
He was rejected by the Jews.
被祭司、文士、法利赛人所弃绝。但天父他在天上发出声音。
He was despised by Sadducees, Pharisees, but the Heavenly Father said this in heaven.
这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
This is my beloved son, the one whom I'm pleased with.
弟兄姊妹，当你同我遵行天父上帝的旨意在地上生活的时候呢？
Brothers and sisters, when we live our life according to the will of the Heavenly Father,
我们都是主所喜悦。
We are people who are pleasing to the Lord.
第三部分的属灵意义是什么呢？
What is the third aspect of spiritual meaning?
跟随主，完全顺服天父上帝的旨意。
We follow the example of the Lord to completely obey the will of the Heavenly Father.
弟兄姊妹，你同我都是有血有肉的人。
Brothers and sisters, you and I live in this world. You and I are people of flesh and blood.
所以我们会有自己的理想目标。
So we have our own ideals and objectives.
我们会有自己的喜好和追求。
We have our interests and our pursuits.
我们会有很多计划筹算。
We have a lot of plans.
这个是人性来的。
This is human nature.
也都是理所当然的。
And it is reasonable.
不过很可惜，如果我们在这样的处境之下呢，
But sadly, in this situation,
人生一定很多的痛苦。
There are a lot of hardships in life.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为人生很残酷的。
Because life is cruel.
很多时候很多的遭遇，很多的结果。
Very often, a lot of things that happen, a lot of outcomes,
绝对不是按照我们的期望、理想来实践的。
Are not according to our expectations and ideals.
很多时候我们想这样。
Very often, we want things to happen this way.
但事实上偏偏不是这样。
But the fact is, the outcome is the total opposite.
而且相反得很重要。
And it's the polar opposite.
在那个处境之下呢，我们就会有痛苦难过。
In that situation, we will feel painful and depressed.
我们会有灰心失望，我们会有愤怒。 以致摧毀咗我哋。
We feel and discouraged, and we will have anger, so that they will destroy us.
今日好多人活喺呢個世界上。
Many people who are living in the world,
包括基督聖徒在內
，including Christian saints,
就因為唔懂得呢個信靠順服嘅功課。
They don't know how to trust and obey.
當好多處境唔係按照佢嘅期望嘅時候咧
，When many situations take place not according to the expectations,
佢就崩潰啦。
They will break down.
佢就跌倒啦。
They will fall.
佢冇能力再走佢人生嘅歲月。
They don't have the strength to go on further.
但弟兄們，你知唔知一件事情？
But brothers and sisters, do you realize this?
當我哋能夠完全順服天父上帝嘅旨意嘅時候咧
，When we can completely obey the will of the heavenly Father，
就係我哋得到真正安息嘅時候。
It is the time when we can truly rest.
平安、喜樂、感恩同埋盼望，唔係無中生有嘅。
Peace, joy.Thanksgiving and hope does not come out from nothing.
透過咩嘅途徑得到？
From what way can we achieve them?
係完全順服天父上帝嘅旨意。
It is through totally trusting and obeying the will of the heavenly Father.
呢個順服唔係迫於無奈㗎。
This obeying is not involuntary.
呢個順服係因為信啊。
This obedience comes from faith.
我信靠我個主，我個神。
I put my trust in the Lord God.
我係神所深愛嘅。
I'm deeply loved by God.
神容許我喺任何個環境當中。
God can allow me in any situation.
從來冇弄錯事情。
He will never be mistaken.
神使萬事都互相效力。
Everything works for the better.
叫順服佢嘅人得益處。
Of those who obey the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我哋人生好多個際遇。
Many things that happen in our life.
无论你病患也好
，Whether you are sick，
无论你有啲亏损也好
，Or you have some losses，
好多我哋唔想发生嘅处境，佢发生咗。
Many situations that we don't want to happen， but they happen。
有时我哋真系好唔明白。
Very often we don't understand。
我哋会心心不忿。
We feel angry。
我哋充满好多嘅愤怒喺我哋里边。
We are discontented。
又会忧伤难过。
We will feel sad and distressed。
又会灰心失望。
We will feel discouraged。
于是我哋崩溃。
So we break down。
但系当一顺服之后。
But after we obey,
当我信任神的时候
when we trust God,
神没有弄错事情的时候
God is not mistaken.
我信神在我一生当中所有的际遇
I believe in God in spite of anything that I have encountered.
对我来说都有最好的安排
To me, everything has the best for me.
因为神从来没有留下一种好处不给他所深爱的人
But because God never withholds any good thing from those whom he did love.
所以当我们有一个信靠顺服的时候
When we trust and obey like this,
嗰份平安、喜乐、感恩同埋盼望就出嚟。
The peace, joy, and trust, thanksgiving, and hope will come.
我唔会再成为一个劳苦担重担嘅人。
I will not be someone who labor and are weary.
留意主耶稣基督当佢顺服天父上帝嘅旨意嘅时候
，After the Lord Jesus Christ obeyed the will of the heavenly Father,
当佢明白天父上帝嘅旨意嘅时候
，When he understood the will of the heavenly Father,
就系佢喜乐嘅时候。
It was the time when he was joyful.
你同我都一樣。
You and I are the same.
當我真係信任神
，When we truly trust God，
當我真係順服神嘅時候
，When we truly obey God，
嗰份出人意外嘅平安
，The peace that transcends understanding，
嗰份滿有榮光嘅大喜樂
，The great glorious joy，
嗰份感恩同埋盼望
，The thanksgiving and hope，
就喺我哋生命當中流露出嚟
，Will be manifested in our life。
弟兄姊妹，呢個喺生活當中其實好多嘅體驗嘅。
Brothers and sisters， I have many experiences in this。
弟兄姊妹，好多時候好多嘢都唔係按照我哋嘅期望去達成。
Very often things do not happen the way we expect them to。
好簡單一個比喻啊。
This is an example。
咁因為要趕巴士。好多时候都跑到去嘅。
In order to catch the bus, very often I had to run.
但跑到去嘅时候，个巴士啱啱走咗。
But after running to the bus stop, the bus departs.
心里面都有一份嘅失望。
I would feel disappointed.
但系突然间谂到一件事情。
But suddenly I remember something.
主从来冇弄错事情。
The Lord would never be mistaken.
主俾你搭唔到呢班巴士。
God allows you to miss this bus.
可能主俾你出发迟咗半个钟头。
Or perhaps you will leave half an hour later.
对。我哋有一个好处
，There will be benefit for us。
我哋唔明白
，We don't understand。
但我哋相信
，But we believe。
其实人生好多际遇都一样噶。
Many things we encounter in our lives，
好多处境我哋真系唔明白。
Many situations we truly don't understand。
但系当你信
，But if we believe，
当你顺服
，When we obey，
嗰份感恩就出嚟。
We will have the thanksgiving。
所以第三部分就系跟随主，顺服天父上帝嘅旨意。
So the third aspect is for following the Lord is to obey the will of the heavenly Father。
最后一部。 分是什么呢？
What is the last aspect?
跟随主至死忠心的榜样。
We follow the example of the Lord to be obedient even to the point of death.
主来到这个人世间呢，不是一时间去顺服天父。
The Lord Jesus came to the world. He did not only obey the Heavenly Father in an instant.
一时间去亲近天父。
Or just draw near to the Heavenly Father in one instant.
一时间去侍奉天父。
And or serve the Heavenly Father in one instant.
乃是一直去到十字架。
But he continued to do that until he came to the cross.
弟兄姊妹留意一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, please take note of this.
正正主耶稣基督有这个
Just because the Lord Jesus Christ had this action.
如果你留意腓立比书第二章第九节继续讲落去的。
If you have taken notice in Philippians chapter 2 verse 9,
就神升他为至高，赐俾佢超乎万民之上嘅名。
He was exalted and gave him a name above all names.
叫一切在天上嘅、地下嘅。
So that everything in heaven and on earth.
无不称颂耶稣基督系救主。
Would glorify the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior.
我哋都一样。
We are the same.
当我哋能够至死忠心嘅时候。
When we can be faithful to the point of death.
第一，我哋喺个地上如明光照耀。
First of all, we shine like the bright stars in the world.
第二，去到基督台。台前交账嘅时候
，Secondly, when we give account at the judgment seat of Christ,
能够得着公义嘅冠冕
，we can receive the crown of righteousness,
荣耀嘅冠冕
，the crown of glory,
仁义嘅冠冕
，the crown of righteousness,
献喺主嘅施恩座面前
，to present to the Lord in His judgment seat。
呢份系我哋极重无比嘅荣耀
，this is our immeasurable glory。
透过至死忠心得着
，we can receive it。Through being obedient to the point of death.
哦，弟兄姊妹，跟从主嘅四方面嘅属灵意义出咗嚟啦。
Then we can see the four aspects of spiritual meaning.
跟从主亲近天父嘅榜样。
To follow the example of the Lord to draw near to the Heavenly Father.
跟从主侍奉天父嘅样式。
Follow the Lord's example to serve the Heavenly Father.
跟从主顺服天父上帝嘅心志。
Follow the example of the Lord to have the attitude of mind to serve the Heavenly Father.
跟从主至死忠心的样式。
Follow the example of the Lord to be obedient to the point of death.
弟兄姊妹，你仍然愿意跟从主吗？
Brothers and sisters, are you still willing to follow the Lord?
这个就是我们的回应。
This is our response.
不过弟兄姊妹留意哦。
But brothers and sisters, please take note of this.
实际上跟从主。
As a matter of fact, following the Lord.
的确要作出牺牲。
Surely we have to make sacrifices.
的确要付上代价。
Surely we have to pay a price.
的确要给自己很多个约束。
Surely we have to constrain ourselves.
但我们仍然甘心乐意这样去做。
But we are still willingly do this.
为什么？
Why?
我回想回我蒙恩归主被呼召的时候。
I think back when the time when I was called to serve the Lord.
有一首诗歌改变了我整个生命和人生。
There was a hymn that changed my entire life.
直到如今。
Until now.
这首诗歌就是今早正道的回应诗歌。
This is the responding hymn of today's Sermon.
我曾舍命为你
I gave my life for thee
我血为你流出
My precious blood I shed
为你为你我命曾舍
I gave my life for thee
你舍何事为我
What hast thou given for me
但愿这首的灵歌能够感动激励我们
I hope that this spiritual hymn can encourage and compel us
主爱我们
The Lord loves us
主亦都盼望我们去爱祂
The Lord also hopes that we love him
主更加盼望我们跟从祂
The Lord also hopes that we follow him
但这个是违背人性
But this is contrary to human nature
如果我们真的能够爱主
If we can truly love the Lord
真正能够跟从主
If we can truly follow the Lord
这个是一个生命的神迹
This is a miracle of life
这个是神性来的
This is a divine nature
这个神性唯有在基督圣徒生命里面存在着
This divine nature can only exist in Christian saints
但这份神性要流露出来的话呢
But for this divine nature to be manifested
这份神性要彰显出来的时候呢
For this divine nature to be evident
唯有十字架的爱能够激励我们
Only through the compelling of the love on the cross.
能够引发我哋个爱主跟从主嘅心。
Only it can induce our motivation to follow the Lord.
系甘心乐意嘅。
This is done willingly.
系义无反顾。
Without looking back.
求主帮助我哋。
May the Lord help us.
成为喺主面前真正蒙福嘅一群。
To be blessed people before the Lord.
唔单止真正爱主。
Not only to truly love the Lord.
更加真正跟从主。
But also to truly follow the Lord.
以致不枉神保留我哋喺人生地上呢段岁月。
So that we do not live our lives in the world in vain.
活得真正有价值有意义。
So that we have a truly, not only is it worthy in the world,
更加喺永恒当中有价值有意义。
But also in the eternity is worthy and meaningful.
同埋我有个信心，弟兄姊妹。
And I have this faith.
那在我们心里动了善功嘅，必成全这功，直到基督耶稣嘅日子。
The one who starts the good work in us will complete this until the day of Christ Jesus.
盼望有一日我哋都成为年老嘅人。
I hope one day we will become people who are old.
我哋好似使徒彼得一样。
We are like the apostle Peter.
伸出手来。
We stretch out our hands.
甘心乐意。跟从主。
Willingly follow the Lord.
等节目一同起立唱出今日嘅回应诗歌。
Let us stand and sing this responding hymn.
我曾舍命为你。
I gave my life for thee.
我哋同心祈祷。
Let us pray.
天父，我哋感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we give you our thanks and praises.
让我哋喺你荣耀宝座面前再一次嘅聚集。
To allow us to once again assemble before your glorious throne.
主，你赐下你宝贵嘅说话。
Lord, you have given us your precious word.
藉着主耶稣基督同使徒彼得呢段嘅对话
，Through the conversation between the Lord Jesus and the Apostle Peter，
再一次建立我哋
，Once again he reinstates us，
造就我哋
，He establishes us，
让我哋成为真正爱主嘅人
，So that we become people who truly love the Lord，
让我哋成为真正跟从主嘅人
，So that we become people who truly follow the Lord。
人生冇一份福气比呢个更加大
，No other blessing in life can be bigger than this。
愿我哋珍惜主你俾。
May we cherish the opportunity that Lord you give us.
我们不单止爱主，
Not only do we love the Lord,
更加愿意跟随主。
We are also willing to follow the Lord.
正如刚才的灵歌提醒我们一样，
As reminded by the hymn we just sang,
为你为你我命曾舍。
For thee, I've given my life.
你舍何事为我？
What hast thou given for me?
为你，为你天家曾舍。
For thee, I have left the heavenly home.
你舍何福为我？
What blessing hast thou left for me?
为你，为你忍受一切。
For thee, I have borne everything.
你受何苦为我？
What have you borne for me?
向你，向你厚恩曾施。
I bring rich gifts.
你将何物献我
？What hast thou brought to me？
天父啊，帮助我哋。
Heavenly Father, help us。
让主耶稣基督十字架上牺牲救赎嘅大爱激励我哋。
May the great sacrificial love of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross compel us。
以致我哋甘心乐意将身体献上，当作活祭。
So that willingly we offer our bodies as living sacrifices。
因为系圣洁嘅。
Because it is holy。
系神所喜悦嘅。
It is pleasing to you。
乃系你所
And it is a reasonable act of worship.
主帮助我哋
Lord, help us.
成为呢个世界上真正蒙恩蒙福嘅人
To become people who are truly blessed in the world.
我哋喺主面前同心感恩，仰望祈祷，奉主耶稣基督嘅名
Our prayer, thanksgiving, and petition are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.